Some more people joining us, which is good.
Armadillos are being poster child. You can be asexual, successful.
Come in, Ben. Join. Is that food? Wait, no, that's not food.
Nom wall.
Okay, it is
a waffle. I thought you were calling it a giant spreading. A cake pop. Giant cake pop.
Ice cream whale.
It's a nom wall.
Oh, I get it.
George, my phone. Oh, yes. You're almost dead.
Okay.
So, might as well move on.
Yeah, I have a couple spare chargers. And
I brought one with me because I knew sooner or later one was out.
You need a battery. So, pin that I don't know where I'm getting. I don't even know where I found it. I guess we have it over there, right? So, here's what I got. Someone please check the time. I think we're a little
distant. 9:01. 1 minute past.
Yeah, we're good. All right. Night check. Yes, we're good. I guess we're going to get started unless people had some things to say. But, welcome, everyone. This is Asexual First Meet and Greet for 2023. Happy to be doing this meet and greet here. Let me go ahead and get started. So this is the QR code for this presentation. If you do not scan this right now, that's completely fine. It'll be at the end of the presentation. If you know someone that has scanned this, bug them. They have the same code. You can spread the presentation among yourselves. So I just want to make sure that was visible and everyone was aware of that. All right, hello. Come on in. All right, you make it through. Yeah, I know it's going to take there. The tripod. All right, so once again, for those just joining us, this is the QR code for the presentation. You can scan it to get any time. If you miss it, don't worry, it's at the end of the presentation. Got it?
Got it.
All right, cool. So, who am I? Hi. My name is Glenn Wolfe. I'm a Cherry Hill MJ native. This is my third year in Philadelphia, second time staffing. I'm also a COVID-19 survivor. I had December, would not recommend. I currently identify as asexual, and this is the second year for this panel. So the first time was last year. So. Excited to be back to give this panel again. If you were here, so how many of you were here last year? Go ahead and clap. Were you here last year? Okay, we had some. Okay, we had most of you. What's that?
I've been here since the beginning.
Since the beginning, okay.
Hi! Come in.
You're good? Okay.
Would you like to sit?
Yeah, you want to help? No, you're good? Okay. So most of you were here last year. For those of you that were here last year, thank you. This presentation, apparently there's some good celebration going on next
year.
This presentation hasn't changed too much. I went and tweaked a couple things, but I didn't ask these. There's some real good stuff going on there. In any event, I did ask the ACE community a couple different ACE chats if there were any updates that people had. Want to give. Didn't really get a ton of responses, but still happy to give it this year. So what is asexuality? It's the lack of sexual attraction towards other people. Thanks for coming. All it is, right? It's all we have to have on No. So once again, to go back, it's like sexual attraction towards other people. So we're going to get into that and talk more about that. So I'll go back towards my joke slide. So, why asexual first meet and greet? So, I actually looked up last year when I was making these slides. I looked up some material on telling others about ACE, and they used this line, which I thought it was clever because I came up with it first, or at least I thought I did. And then I went to that and I'm like, man, they beat me to it. So, orient you to the orientation. I just thought it was good. So, what it is, via personal story and some other stuff.
and what are some common misconceptions, and what is it? I did some recent representation. Once again, I really didn't get any new stuff for that, but always happy to ask you guys here if you guys have more information. Meet other asexuals and asexual allies. So you guys, want to meet you guys. Share safer work stories and experiences. So, and once again, special thanks to the Asexual First community for the feedback and input on this panel over time. So thank you guys out there on the internet or here, wherever you guys have given me feedback. It's wonderful and I appreciate it. So story time. So the year was 2000. I was about 14. I am 37. So a long time ago. So once again, in the year 2000, you know back then we only had three sexual orientations, right? Those were just the three, right? So straight by default, gay or bi, right? That was the story that you got in school, let's say, at the time. So I noticed others starting to notice people, but I didn't, right? So a scenario that might happen, someone may say to you, hey, what do you think of let's say, so-and-so girl? And you would say, well, what do you mean? And then they would say, you know. And you would say, I don't know. And then they would say, what do you mean? You're not gay, are you? And you say, oh, no, I'm not gay. So then if you're not gay and you're not bi, then you must be straight by default, right? You're kind of put back in that box. And that's not a good box to be in if you're not meant for that box, right? So then later in life, right, I thought, hey, asexual, doesn't that mean that you don't want a family or someone to spend life with? Like, that's not me, right? So I thought that's what it was. Then, in 2012, 2013, when I was 26, I was like, hey, am I actually asexual? So I was like, what is this thing? And so what changed between now and then? Well, I read stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically what it comes down to. So it's people sharing experiences, just like everyone shares their love of furry and their experiences within the fandom. Same thing with Ace. So went to the Amen forums, which I'll get into in a little bit. But Amen and the Amen Wiki definitely changed my perspective on what Ace means to me, because I always knew that I was different. But I just wasn't sure how, so they definitely helped change that for me. So asexuality is the lack of sexual attraction towards other people, as I said. Shorthand is aces, as most of you know. Hi.
Hello.
Symbol may be the ace of spades symbol or cake. So why is
cake?
Cake, yeah, people love cake. So why cake? Because cake is better than, well, you know. That's kind of the joke there. And so the flag,
the black
is for asexuality, gray is the area between sexual and asexual, white for sexuality, and purple for community.
And I happen to have good old ace flag right here.
Gray!
Yeah, ace flag. Surprise. So I have that here, and you'll see them right here. I actually bought these two specifically for this presentation last year. So bought it for you guys, just to show some pride. So what else is going on? Well, it's estimated that about 1% of the population is ace, but it could be more because, once again, most people don't know what this is, right? They're just kind of going through life and really not understanding what this orientation is, and they have those misconceptions, similar to what I had, right? And we have some nice art right there.
So, invisible orientations, the schools don't really teach about asexuality, so how are people supposed to know it's an orientation at all, right? I went now, it's been a long time since, let's say, high school or middle school health class, so I don't know what they do today. I'm assuming they don't really talk about orientations. They mostly talk about, you know, the other stuff. So someone out there, please change that. Please sort of talk about the different orientations so people would feel at ease with themselves and with others. I think that's very important. So those high school health classes, I can remember, you know, they would focus on putting a condom on a cucumber, and that's as risque as this. Well, yeah, so that's about as risque as this panel may get. So it's just that visual there is pretty
spicy.
What's that?
Cucumber's a little spicy.
Well, I don't know, maybe. but in any event. Are you or do you have a confused teen or young adult at home, right? If
or if you know one, this is just the point here to remind yourself, right? Who do you know in your life that may be confused and maybe ace and not know it, right? So just wanted to throw that out there. I'm sorry.
No, you were saying, you know
anyone
who's
like, you know,
yeah, I know someone.
You know someone?
From Germany. They actually say they're arrow ace, but they somehow decide to say they don't count.
Okay, well, I mean, that's for them, right? If they say they don't count in the arrow ace spectrum, there's a ton of different orientations out there that they may want to choose something else or nothing at all because they're just not comfortable with it, and that's completely fine. Would not understand. Okay. Well, then it's a matter of education about to others, and that's what this panel is for, right? Among, to meet others and to just give general education. So that's all good. I hope that they see this. So for those who assume they're straight but not very good at it, right? Like I did, they can pass as straight, right? So we talked about that by being put in the box. Because you're not attractive to anyone. And the way society is, right? Heteronormativity seems to be everywhere, right? So maybe their ace but never had the right words to convey their experience or don't know ace is a thing, which I talked about before. So the invisible orientation, which I have a copy right here, that is the title of this slide in this book, an audiobook. So I figured I would bring it in. I can always pass around later if people are interested. So can aces, yes, aces can do all these things. Aces can do all the things sexuals, aka allosexuals or allos, can. Yes, aces can masturbate or pull up, and not all aces do that, or some may not like it, actually. Yes, they can have kinks or fetishes, because it's about the lack of attraction to people, not particular things, right, your kink or your fetish. Once again, people are clapping. Maybe they're clapping for us, too. Yes, aces can have sex, but once again, some aces may not like that, that feeling. And aces can even have kids, because why not, right? And you may be saying, well, what's going on here, right? It's about the lack of attraction to someone, not the actions that they do to or with other people. So, just wanted to clarify that. And things can also feel good without sexual attraction to another person. So if you may enjoy something, but that doesn't mean that you're, or let's say, you may enjoy doing something with someone, but that doesn't mean you're sexually attracted to them, right? And don't confuse feel good and comfortable with it, right? So someone can like something how it feels, but that doesn't mean that they enjoy doing that thing afterwards, if you will. That's
more eternal.
Is that a fire?
Oh,
fire?
An emergency has been reported in that building.
Are you kidding?
Oh my.
This is the third one this year. Let's go.
We've already had two of them?
I'm at Vancouver.
This will be on YouTube, so. Oh, good. Oh, okay. Because you were at the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
What's that?
I would not want a ducky. Sorry.
You had a.
You have.
I will have a ducky.
Want the ducky?
Can I have the ducky?
I literally just found it outside. I don't know who it was. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, it's a game.
I'm going
to message you because we're going to help you with Artist Alan Dillard.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep. That's fine. Thank you so much.
No. Did I accidentally ruin the game by stealing the ducky?
Let's see how many people come back in. Hopefully we have our crowd here. Come back in.
Well, that was a thing.
Yep.
That was a thing that I just
did. Alright.
Hello.
Hello.
At least it was canceled.
In 2019, someone pretended to throw blood or some weird shit.
Yeah. Better than chlorine.
Yeah,
sorry, what?
Yeah, somebody pretended to throw blood on the floor at ZenkaiCon outside, so nobody was allowed to go outside the hotel, I believe.
Ugh.
It was
like
so
some people tricking
on
at
least
so.
This was an accident.
Yeah, at least this was an accident, so.
I like the ZenkaiCon one.
Yeah, no, 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 no,
Those firefighters have a storm when they get back. They're probably going to be embarrassed. They're going to be like, what?
Well, I don't think they'll be embarrassed for them, but it'll definitely, you know, be
I think the hotel gets sued because it was a false alarm.
Really?
Or fined at least.
That sucks.
At least it wasn't like Motor City Call. It
serves right to their slow ass elevator.
Ejected from the con!
Thank God. That was
well, I'm going to assume that they did, but I don't know.
So we have some people coming back in. Thank you guys for coming back.
It was so much fun.
You know this game?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great game.
All right. Back. I think we are back in action. It looks like we got most of the people that were here.
Yeah,
so. I think what I'll do is I'll resume from where I was, because I think most of the people are back here, so. Thank you guys for coming back, first off, since we were rudely interrupted by smoke.
That's streaming the whole time.
Oh yeah, it's, well, it's not streaming, it's recording, so.
I mean, yes.
But I can cut it out.
Gen Z doesn't know what recording is.
So for those of you on the internet, we had a fun smoke alarm. In fact, I'll probably keep a part of that in, so.
Yeah.
It was the fog machine.
It was a fog machine causing the smoke alarm to go off. Anywho, or the fire alarm. So
was smoking with weed. The weed was too dead.
Anyway, so where were we? We're saying that Aces can do all the stuff that Aloes can do, right? People that are sexual, right? So, where was I talking about? Ah, yes, I was going to say, please see the resources slide for more information on people that not confusing feel good with comfortable with it. So that was the last thing, yeah. So the only thing Aces lack is that sexual attraction to another person. Excuse me. So you do all the things that Aloes can do. Hello, welcome back.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. Yeah. Good. So yeah, so Aces can do all things Aloes can do, they just lack that sexual attraction to another person. Number one, we're good. So Aces may have vastly different opinions on sex. There are a number of things here, so for themselves they may be repulsed, averse, indifferent, or favorable for others, or social beliefs, or rather societal beliefs, excuse me, they may be positive, neutral, or negative, and there's definitions there. Once again, this slideshow will be available for you to click and tap on. So you can take a look at that resource when you have getting into pause. Aces, once again, we do not need to be corrected. We don't just have low T. We don't just need to find the one. We are not late bloomers. We're not celibate. We're not invalid if you've had sex or the rare or one sexual attraction to another person. We are not plant sea sponges, amoebas, or worms. We are not broken, and we are not alone.
What if we're broken for other reasons?
So.
What if we are worms?
Like physical? Like bones?
Well,
people equate
Aces to those actual animals that are asexuals and thus can reproduce without a partner. Basically, they can reproduce on their own.
Reject humanity, embrace worm.
Embrace worm. Okay, maybe.
Technically, we're already houseplants.
So.
Mediasexuality has been found in like 130
males. So. Nice. Remember that we are valid and a part of pride. Alright? So, yay! So, because there are some people out there that think that Aces are not, they should not be a part of pride. So, that's. Silly. We're definitely part of pride.
Yeah, because like asexuality is a huge spectrum. People don't realize it.
Right, exactly. So we'll get to that. So for your information, asexuals have Asexual Awareness Week. We have a Disabled Aces Day, so doubly true for me and others who have other disabilities. there's an International Asexuality Day, and there seem to be a lot seem to pop up in comics a lot. So there's actually that last one links to an Aces in Comics Twitter account. So very cool. I signed up for notifications for it, and all of a sudden my phone goes boom because there's just so many Aces. I had no idea. So that's new for this year. So I thought it was a good.
I have read that Mordecai Heller from Lackadaisy is asexual.
That is, there you go. Yeah. So that's
obvious, but yes.
So
well, thank God I wasn't just projecting.
So
yes.
I'm going to talk about the split attraction model. So it's one model of sexuality. So other sexualities have the same romantic attraction as their sexual attraction. So example, if you're a homosexual, or rather, if you're a homosexual, you will most likely be romantically and sexually involved with someone of the same gender. The romantic and sexual attractions are the same. The split attraction model unlinks those two attractions. Put another way, you can have a romantic ace. Okay? It enables aces to understand themselves better and be understood by others. And personally, this helped me understand who I am more, considering I was not aware that I could have ace and still kind of keep that romance. Rather, if I could be ace and keep that romantic side. And I'm still very interested about that. And yes, someone can be both asexual and aromantic. We'll get into that.
Both bisexual and asexual. Like, that's a complicated
kind
of thing.
We'll
I tend to use bisexual.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that, all right? We'll get to someone
who's...
It's
a can of worms.
Yeah, so we'll get into all that.
Embrace worms.
So yeah. What is aromanticism or aromantic? So it's a lack of romantic attraction to other people. So they may be called aros, right? So we have aces, or for asexuals, and aros for aromantic. Someone can be both aro and ace, which is an aro ace. It's possible to be aro without being asexual, so someone could be without that romantic attraction but have some other sexual attraction. So that's entirely possible. I'm still figuring out my romantic attraction personally. Both aro and aro ace have their own flags, and both are, of course, valid and part of pride, just like asexuality is. Oh, and this sticker is based on my dog, Cooper.
Puppy.
He's a good boy.
Puppy.
Yeah, it's Cooper.
Alexander.
Hi, Cooper. Here's some sampling of some of the pride flags you may see. So we have asexual, demisexual, gray sexual, aromantic, demiromantic, gray romantic, and aromantic. We have those seven flags there. That's just a small sampling of what's out there. So once again, we have the sexual attraction, the romantic attraction things, and then other things. Is there some question back there? Everything okay? Gotcha. Just making sure.
I never knew the Aero Ace flag was so beautiful.
And, yep, it's a flag. Guys, so you know, it's possible to use the flag that fits you best, or multiple flags.
I haven't seen many of these.
You have too many flags? Okay. So we're going
to. Like,
so this was just an example of what you may see. Okay.
I just use these extra flags to show this.
That's all right.
That's it.
We're going to continue on now. So aces may be different socially, right? So this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So some aces, aros, aro aces may not understand or see no point in the nuances of flirting. So that's something where someone is flirting with you, you may not really understand that they're flirting with you. So that's something. They may be tone deaf to the romantic or sexual impact of an event or action. So let's say, I don't know, just pulling this off the top of my head, like someone who may not understand the or see the value in, let's say, you know, like the stereotypical thing of buying their partner like a box of chocolates or something for Valentine's Day. That's just like the first stereotype off the top of my head. But they may not understand or see value in that. They may not understand that romantic gesture. So there's that.
May tune out or not relate to sex or sexual conversations among groups.
So I'm not interested in hearing about various things that you guys are talking about related to sex. Please no. Thank you very much. So that's just me There are some aces that may be too open to them, because to them it's like,
it's
funny or hilarious. Sexual conversations, they may think it's scientific or it's neat. And then people around you may say, why are you talking about all this sexual stuff? You're like, oh, it's neat, it's funny, it's just the thing. So,
where you kind of look at it like it's like you're watching a performance, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is something.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair. That's valid, yeah, that's a valid viewpoint. That is just another thing. It's not some, there's no, I'll call it like, feeling or weight behind it. It's just another thing that exists, right?
So the social nuance of it being inappropriate to talk about doesn't really like, register right.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it would be. It's just something. I don't really relate to the inappropriate.
That's fair. All right, there's some people coming back in. All right, we'll continue on here. If you find an AC tracker.
What happened?
All right, we have some. We're giving a.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Just went. It's all right. Just wanted to.
Yeah.
All right. Is everyone okay back there?
We have a split scene.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. So if you find an ace attractive, don't be offended if they don't return the thought. Right. So. It's not me. It's not you. It's me. I'm Ace. And some may say, "Oh, cool. What's your favorite kind of cake?" So, if someone, if someone is attracted to you, and you're Ace, and you should let them know, hey, don't feel bad. They're not attracted to you. It's just I'm Ace. That's the way I am. So there's that. Aces may understand, aces may understand what conventionally attractive is, but don't have that sexual attraction. So they may go through a list to say, this is what normal, I'll call it aloes, or sexual people see as attractive to one another. But they, like, that laundry list of, yep, you need to have this kind of eyes, or this kind of hair, or this kind of this kind of that. They may understand what that is, but there's no attraction there for them phrases. Maybe knowing you are, or someone else's ace can explain things, or save a relationship. It's possible, right? So if you have a partner and they never, let's say, come on to you, or they're never interested in sex, like, you may think, oh, so-and-so never has sex with me, I must be horrible. It's like, no, maybe they're ace. Like, that's possible, right? Mm-hmm. So go ahead and talk to your partner, right? So consider talking to a therapist and be comfortable with yourself, ace or otherwise. So it's totally possible that that's the thing. If you're having issues with a relationship, please talk to your ace, aero, or aero's friends or partners. Everyone just wants to be heard, understood, and happy. How do I know if I'm ace, aero, aero, ace? Well, I have a ton of resources for you for more info. Or if you want to talk about that during open floor, we totally can, although I don't know what time it is. Can someone let me know?
22 minutes out.
9:30.
Okay,
so I guess this is done.
About,
okay.
About an hour or something, right? Totally, yeah.
Well, I don't know like what they're going to do because, I guess it was only a couple minutes really that we're out, so. I don't know like what they're going to do when this officially ends, so we'll see if somebody comes to bug us. We'll just leave it for that. So this was in the news last year. So Aero, or rather Ace Aero and Aero's representation got put into The Sims 4, which is a video game by EA. So people actually got really, 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 really mad about this. And they also got really, 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 really mad that EA put like the optional ability to add like pronouns.
Let me guess. They thought it was quote unquote woke.
They thought it was woke. Like people were not happy. So
of course they did.
So when EA went and did a press release about this, there was an FAQ. And in the FAQ they said something amazing. And that was, there's a question that says, can I turn this feature off? And they said no. You can't turn this feature you can't turn this feature off. So EA said in this FAQ, they said, well, we try to give players the option to toggle certain gameplay features. LGBTQIA+ identities are a fact of life, and not a toggle to be switched on or off.
Oh,
Wow. EA did one good thing.
EA has done some good things, yes. And they say also in that same article, please know that we are committed to, to continuing to improve our representation of the LGBTQIA+ community. And they have the press release there as well as more with the, I believe, yeah, it's the designer there that actually put that feature in. So very, very good stuff. Very happy to see that. I wish there was more recent news about ACE stuff. We can talk about that during open floor. So this year I got a new job. But last year when I was at my old job, I came out as ACE at work, which I had never done before. So that was awesome. Thank you. And they wrote like a little article about it, like just a tiny little thing. There's the Instagram post there. I took that picture and they put it up there on Instagram. Really, really cool stuff. I was really happy. Never did that before, ever. So, just being that comfortable with yourself can really just help in general with life, right? So, on labels. So this is, I think we're close to the end here. So asexuality and aromanticism are orientations as well as spectrums, which I believe a couple of you already had mentioned. Mm-hmm. Main categories within are gray, demi, So main or gray and demi, there's FAQs that you can read on the resource slide for even more. There are micro labels, which are below, and ace identities. That there are micro labels, so you can see below, and this particular information on the resource side, so the ace spec identities slash ace aero spec identities. So in action, you may say, I'm a blank romantic and blank sexual. So you may say, or you may want to fill in the blanks with A, demi, gray, bi, poly, pan, ago, et cetera. So you may say, I'm a pan romantic asexual, or I'm an aromantic pansexual. So you see how those micro labels can make things more nuanced. But at the end of the day, finding words and labels to help express and explain yourself to others is incredibly fulfilling. Don't be afraid to explore and let them go as you evolve your understanding of yourself and as life changes. It's hard, and still exploring and discovering, you should too. And of course, talk it out with a therapist if you need. And you matter, right? Everyone just wants to be heard, understood, and happy. Please take care of yourselves. Something that I didn't put in the slide, but it was in my furries and mental health presentation, was you are an endangered species. There's only one you. So please take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And be proud of who you are. So there I am over there. There I am over there. All right. Wow. So be proud of who you are. There's some ACE furry chat groups right here. You can join them. They actually are links to their rules channels. You need to like agree to them before you join those chats. If you can't scan these in time, it's fine. You'll have these in the presentation. You can click on the links if need be. Tons of further reading and resources for you all, of course. I can't list all of these out, but there's just a lot of cool stuff here. Jane Animations did a great animation. They got really popular on ACE and Aero ACE stuff. So really good stuff. I mentioned the ACE spec identities and Aero spec identities before. Possible Signs of Asexuality, the series on Asexual Archive, that was a big thing for me. I recommend, if you're curious about if you're ACE or not, take a look at that. Also always happy to discuss on here during open floor, as I said before. So what do we learn? The split attraction model, which I mentioned before, separates sexual and romantic orientations, but it's only one model. Asexual ACE is the lack of attraction towards other people. Aromanticism, Aero, is a lack of attraction towards other people. People can be ACE, Aero, or Aero ACE, both. Asexual and aromanticism are orientations as well as spectrums. And ACE attraction towards various things can differ from ACE to ACE, such as how they feel on sex, pawing, masturbation, other things. There's a whole gray area and micro labels regarding ACE or Aero too. As you learn more about yourself, don't let the labels hold you back. Don't be afraid to seek help from therapists, talk out your thoughts and feelings, and you are valid. Yeah. And if you want to keep in touch, I'm just a hal away. There's all my social media, of course. Awoo, of course, yes.
Awoo!
This is my third panel at FD. I have one more tomorrow. Personal finance for FERS, how to get your report, how to get your first thing for free. I already did. This is my third one today. FERS, mental health, FERS with disabilities, and now this one, asexual FERS meet and greet. If you miss something, all of these panels are going to be on YouTube for you to view at your leisure, as well as the presentations are available on Google Drive, so you'll have that link there. And be social. Make sure to use the asocial FERS or ace FERS hashtag on social media to let others, including me, what you thought about this panel, continue the discussion on asexuality and other topics brought up here. How is finding ace, aero ace positively impacted your life? Don't be afraid to say hi. I want to meet you all and be a proud furry and tell us more and open floor right now. Thank you very much.
All right.
And as a reminder, thank you. Yeah, thank you. As a reminder, if people had Safe for Work ace stories or experiences to share, right, this is where you guys get to meet and greet each other. Or if you had any other thoughts, I know I had a slide, hey, am I aero ace? You can ask during the open floor here. So, yeah, go ahead, go nuts. What do you guys have to share, anything?
All right, anyone?
Oh, I have a positive one.
Yes, back there, yeah. Any questions? Yeah, hi. You, right up there, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually have a very positive story to say.
Positive story? Okay.
So, I went to Pride, I actually got this from someone who was giving them to everybody. And I actually had a friend who had no idea what asexuality was, so I introduced him like a little chart that somebody made, including with the updated definitions and how there's like two flags you can use to show that asexuality is a spectrum, including that one up there.
Right.
And I've shown them like so many microlabels that exist to show them that asexuality is pretty complicated, but it's a really fascinating thing.
And then
they told me they were questioning if they were ace, and I'm like, so white stripe.
Well, I mean, you don't have to keep the ace label if you don't think it fits you anymore, but you can always define it with those microlabels. If that person is questioning, like, that's completely fine. It's really up to them.
I know. I'm just trying to help them out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And my friend from Germany, while they told me that they didn't think they were valid, I told them that they were.
They're totally valid. Everyone's valid, for sure. Everyone is going to have a different life experience.
She probably doesn't have a nice family, that's why.
Okay.
She feels the way she does.
Okay. Well, I hope they find a better living situation soon so they can more freely express themselves and be themselves and discover themselves. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do, right? We're just trying to live our lives and be happy in this life, right? So, and once again, right, if they need someone to talk to, there's always a therapist, there's always friends, there's their furry community online, that kind of stuff, so.
And also, Pride is, like, very welcoming towards ACEs, too.
Okay, that's good that Pride is welcoming, because I think there's still some confusion out there, right, that what are you fighting against as far as, you know, the misunderstanding, like, and of course there's a misunderstanding against what ace actually is.
I mean, there's Yasmin. She's a very popular ace figure. Okay. You know who she is, right?
What is it? What's the person?
Yasmin? She's from the UK.
No,
and she's a very popular asexual figure.
Okay.
She's pretty... She will tell you, like, all the misconceptions and all that stuff, and she'll try to get people to understand asexuality.
I was thinking about the Jane animation. Okay, yeah, this is a different person. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing about Yasmin and your friend. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share or say who they are or if they're questioning if they're ace or not or any other thoughts, comments, feelings, feedback? Question.
I just want to sort of engage with the premise that aceness can be. It's hard to word it. My mom told me that when she was younger, she thought she was ace, and then she met my dad, and then three kids happened, and et cetera. So I guess just as someone who's a bit, I mean, I don't want to say I'm older because I'm only 24, but...
I'm 37.
Yeah.
I'm 33.
But, like, I guess I think that some of the younger folks who get into these labels sometimes use it as a way to almost shut off the possibility of being introduced to stuff that they might like. Because there's the line between being ace and being, like, sex-embarrassed prude right. are different things. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But in a culture and society where we have, like, you know, sex scene in a movie or TV show and the parents cover the kid's eyes,
right.
maybe that kid will just grow up thinking that, you know, sex is not cool, sex is not for them, or they just have never really even seen anything.
Right.
So I guess I'm just saying I don't like when ace is a label for not exploring, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I
because you said you're still figuring yourself out.
I'm still figuring myself out from a romantic perspective, but from an ace perspective, like, I have, I'm 37, I can tell that I'm ace.
Yeah.
You know, for someone younger, like, I get it where, like, they may just be exploring and, like, they may say, oh, you know, I'm ace this day, and I'm this day, and this and that. You know, like, that's you know, if you're younger and you're, you know, hopping orientations from day to day, like, that's,
yeah,
you know, that is what it is.
That's
but,
kind of what I'm,
you know, over time, if things are sticking, it's not a phase, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, as I said at the start of this, like, you know, I was 14 and there were only 3 boxes, and you're put into straight by default because that's what you're put into if, you know, that's just...
I can also share my personal kind of ace
story. Sure, go ahead. Share your story.
Because I liked one of the things you said on there was, like, we're not late bloomers, which, unfortunately, I have to say that I am. I don't know how TMI I can get or want to get in here.
Okay.
But...
It's up to you, but...
I won't go into graphic details.
Stories I would like to keep them safe for work, if possible.
Yes. I didn't do anything with my body until I was 16 or 17.
I can understand that.
My brother is 3 years younger than me. We were on a cruise ship once with no internet, and he came up to me. He was 12, and he's freaking out. He's like, I haven't released in, like, 2 days. And I'm like,
oh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't learn anything. And then when it did happen, of course, in my sleep, when you can't help it, I went to my dad, and he laughed at me because he was like, you know, like, this is stupid. Why are you bringing this to me?
Yeah,
I'm like, I have no experience with that. I don't know what happened.
Right. I totally understand where you're coming from. I will say that as far as your story. You know, as far as finding things out about the birds and the bees, if you will, later in life, that's totally valid, yes. I think I found out about some things by accident when I was that same age, around 16.
Wow.
So,
I guess it makes sense that sort of, like, coming to sexual maturity of the body happens later for people that are not actively, you know, seeking it out.
I guess. You know, I will say, I won't use her name, but my niece,
Bernice.
Not
just making
my joke. Niece. Yeah. So, she is, she's going to be 12 this year. And I could tell compared to last year versus this year, she's definitely more, boy crazy. You know, she's 11, but she's like, oh cute boy. You know, and mom and her and I are down the shore, and the code word is seagull. It's like, oh, there's a seagull. Oh, look at that seagull.
I don't have real seagulls though.
But it's so funny because I'm thinking to myself, like, I was never like that when I was her age at 11. So it's like, yep, that's another sign that I'm ace because I was never girl crazy or boy crazy or whatever. I was just me. I you know, I just wanted to go home and play video games or play video games. You know, I just didn't care. You know, so that's it. But yeah, well, thank you for sharing that story.
I could talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
Do you have a question or comment, story, something you want to share? If not, it's okay. Yeah. Did you want to share?
Yeah. I guess I was like you originally, default box straight. My best friend and I, when we were growing up, we'd talk about, like, the boyfriends we'd have and the families we'd be married and stuff. And then years down the line, she actually confesses to me that she is a lesbian.
Okay.
I checked, she never had a crush on me.
Okay.
Sad. But she did have a crush on other girls at the time, and I just never noticed. And I'm like, wow. That's new.
Right.
So I was like, what other things are there?
Oh,
and then
so.
as I kept growing up, and I just, you know, I kept looking at aesthetically pleasing people and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like, seeing people who seem to be pleased aesthetically by me, and then there's just nothing up here, nothing in my heart, nothing down below, and I
oh,
just...
I see.
It's not there. I don't think the circuits are in my brain. It would have happened
right.
by now. I'm 23. I've been through puberty.
Right, right.
There's just nothing.
Yeah, so you saw people, like, in your brain, you went through that checklist and be like, yeah, this checks all the boxes for what humans see to other humans as aesthetically pleasing, but for me it does nothing. But for my friend, they go, oh, wow, this is amazing. Or, you know, some other person on the street, they go, oh, wow, this is amazing. This person on the internet is making me have funny feelings everywhere, and you're like, what? Is
yeah,
that like
exactly.
what happened to you? Yeah.
Like
so.
people like wander around talking about, oh yeah, I went on this.
Hi, did you want to come in? Are you
good? Date? Hi.
Hi, did you want to come in?
I don't know if this panel is all kind of wrong.
Asexuality.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, asexual first meet and greet.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so...
He was not interested.
Okay, no,
just like
fine.
I am not interested in anything sexual.
No, it's asexual.
Yeah.
Asexual. but in any event, yeah, I guess they were interested. That's right.
And my dad just keeps saying I'm a late bloomer because he was a late bloomer.
Okay,
the
well,
way he talks, it sounds like he didn't feel anything until he was basically forced into his first relationship by a girl who thought he was hot. And then it just sort of knocks on the brain. I'm not willing to take that risk. I don't really want to be exposed to it. I don't want children.
Okay,
so
that's completely fine.
Honestly, I'd rather be spayed like an actual dog, like the head I'm wearing, than
yeah.
anything else. They spay animals without permission, but a human ass, and they're like, no, you have to keep your ovaries.
No, for real.
Jesus Christ, please take them out. I don't want these cramps.
Okay, and that's completely fine. If you don't
yeah, polycystic ovarian syndrome,
or
endometriosis... Cancer. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with having a uterus, and
right.
people are like, you have to keep it
this,
until you're like 40. I don't want to keep it until I'm 40.
Because your body should be your choice.
Let me donate this to like to a nice trans girl or non-binary person or something who actually needs and wants it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what would be really evil is if they force someone who has like ovarian cancer to keep it until they're 40. That
right.
would just be evil.
Well, I mean, So I don't think a doctor in good conscience can force you to keep, you know, those ovaries if they are cancerous. There's no way, right? So
yeah.
there's probably some doctors that might force you to keep them because
well,
crazy.
You are free to get another opinion from another doctor, right? So you know, as she said, right, or they said, I'm not sure of your pronouns. I'm sorry. You know. My body, my choice, right? So,
mm-hmm.
that's the way it is. All right, well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else that had any other questions, concerns, comments, feedback, thoughts?
Just a comment.
Comment? Someone back there?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Just my age story.
Oh, okay.
I remember being, like, in middle school, like your niece, like, they started to become boy crazy.
Yeah, boy
and
crazy, yeah.
I honestly thought attraction was a myth.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm like, you're lying. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way that, like, yeah, that you're, like, okay. So, like, you thought that other people had like, some, like, I'll call it, like, a special, like, special magnet in their head that attracted them to other people, and you just didn't have it, and you were like, what is this weird thing? Why are you so focused on,
like, just
other people, right?
Like, how, I guess... excited or like obsessed they were with
yeah.
you, and I'm like, oh, calm down, it can't be that.
Yeah,
that's gone far.
Yeah, I can identify that with that because I had a friend, he was very into women, and like I actually got upset with him one day. I'm like, dude, why are you so obsessed with these women? Like, just stop talking about them. I don't understand why. There's, you know, you're so obsessed with that. And then, of course, I learned later I was ace, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm ace, and he's not. Okay, that's fine.
Like, I eventually had the realization, like, oh, it's me.
It's you. You're ace, or on the ace spectrum.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're among so friends.
I'm on the ace and autism spectrum.
There you go. All right, well, thank you for sharing. Anyone else have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, feedback? Anything else?
No, I don't know when we're actually supposed to end now.
Yeah. Unless we're before 10 right now.
It is 1 minute till 10.
1 minute, okay. Cool, so I guess...
panel in here is until 10:30.
Oh, nice. Someone has a question back there? Yeah?
I just want to, like, say, like, especially in recent years, like, after figuring out I was Airways, how much I have enjoyed watching pieces of media where two characters, specifically, like, heterosexual man and woman characters are in platonic relationships.
Real.
Yes.
Real. Like Airways and Beam.
I want to point out, I'm recently rewatching the MCU, and Black Widow, who is asexual, not by choice, but her relationships with Hawkeye and Captain America, like, she is just so tight with them, and it is not in any way, like, romantic or sexual. Like, they're just best friends.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
And the Mario movie.
It makes me so happy.
That's awesome.
It's honestly, it's honestly good to see that.
That reminds me, because if we go back to the resources slide, there's actually, right here, on the resource slide, there is asexual characters in media, the bottom one. If you click on that, it has a list of characters, so like, Link Perry the Platypus is ace.
Woohoo!
So, among others. So, like, that's just the first one that popped my brain. But yeah, you know, the Jughead from Archie Comics. Mm.
You know, with Zootopia, everyone thinks, oh, Nick and Judy, they're going to get married, their kids, all that. They could just have a platonic relationship. They like each other. They work with each other. It doesn't mean they're going to get married or whatever, you know?
That's possible.
It's quite possible that there's a platonic relationship.
But personally, I kind of want them to have a kid, just to see what it is.
a gray fox or a red rabbit.
But of course, if this is getting into different territory, if Nick and Judy did have a kid, they could still be an ace couple. They could just enjoy adult things.
Or in that world, are they able to mate? Are they able to bear children because they're different species?
We don't know.
A babbit or a rock.
Infamous one.
So, oh boy. all right. Well,
does
anyone else have any thoughts? Oh, someone back there. Yeah. Oh, also, I think you had one too. Did you?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, just then. Yeah. What?
I was just wondering about.
Oh.
There was two hands. You and you.
Oh, both of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Two peeps.
I just had a question about in a lot of ACE forums and like. Groups that I'm in, I was wondering what the consensus is of asexuality by trauma in the community. Like, I think it's valid.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I was
exactly.
But on the other side, I've also had, like, you're asexual because you've been through something
that's
horrible. And I'm like, no, that's a wild assumption.
Right.
But, like, I want people who, you know, have had to go through something awful to feel welcome in our community.
Yep.
But also that's not every for everyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
People making assumptions like, oh, like those poor aces, like
because of trauma.
Right, yeah, it's not trauma, but it's bad that
I cannot raise my hand for that.
For sure. That ace was based on trauma for sure. All right, any other thoughts from you?
This feller?
And he,
first?
You had a question?
I'll go after.
Yeah.
So I not so much a question, but it's just, I guess, kind of an experience I had over my life.
Okay.
I used to think that I was like I knew that I was probably on the ace spectrum, but I thought I was aromantic for a while, but eventually I just kind of like, I don't know, it's, I guess I slowly started to, I guess, kind of come out that I become demi-romantic because I realize that I just don't really feel any romantic attraction unless I had a deep bond, and then my future partner told me that might have been the case, and you know, like that's since we've been friends for like over a decade at this point. We actually got to meet each other for the first time last year.
Yeah.
That's what really got me to thank you. Yeah. My partner is a really sweet person, and I would do anything for them.
Okay.
But I'm still in the ace spectrum.
In the ace
spectrum.
right? So
I really don't like it when people say, oh, you're asexual, you can't feel any romantic attraction. That's absolute horseshit.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. Right.
It's not
So
it's a complicated.
So once again, right, ace is a spectrum and demisexual, right, falls under that spectrum.
Yeah.
But it's also ace in orientation. So I, you know, if you want to be specific, which you did, you said, hey, I'm demisexual, which is the fair term, right? So all right, well, thank you for sharing. Anything else? Anyone have anything else?
Well,
he's
going to do mine. But no one else was going. Oh, yeah.
Go
ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I find that a lot of Asians are also aromantic.
I'm sorry? Who are aromantic?
I took my head off.
Sorry.
Whoa, the volume difference.
Ah, talk the magic.
I find that a lot of Asians are aromantic. I don't know, maybe just from what I've experienced, but I'm not. I'm very romantic. It makes dating very, very hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because I find finding a partner that a sexual person, it really doesn't, they're not interested in me.
Right.
Even just before they met me, just by finding out that I'm ace, they don't put in my bio and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm actually very romantic, and it makes it hard.
That's
unfortunate.
I think, you know, if
that
so my recommendation for that, I would say speak to the community, right, because I don't have all the answers. I would say speak to the community, see what other ACEs have come up with as far as a recommendation on what to do.
I think it's kind of a little bit opposite for me. After I got together with my partner, I suddenly became more invested in, I guess, romantic stuff. It's weird, because like before then, I was just like, ugh, romance, whatever. But now when we sometimes watch movies or together, we see a character that you know, like kind of has like the same, you know, because my partner's kind of skinny and I'm, you know, not skinny. I'm the exact opposite of that. So
you're
when we
fine.
See it, yeah, but you know, I guess ever since then we've been more into romantic stuff, and it feels awkward looking at my past self. I was like, ew, romance. Now I'm just like, aw, they're just like us. That's
adorable. Wow.
Gotcha. Well, you two, thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else? I think you had something together.
Yeah, I kind of want to pose a question to the room. Not trying to judge off appearances or anything, because I know that that's not great, but I kind of get a vibe that there's a lot of people in this room who this might be their first con, possibly? No? Yes?
Yeah,
and for
been here since the beginning.
And for people
third
and for people with con experience, the question is, as an ace person, how do you feel about how, like, going to a convention is for you? Do you feel that it's different, a different experience when you're not... And this might be a little bit of a, you know, my part, like, you know, inserting my own stuff, but you're not getting those invites to those parties, or you're being kept out of places because you're ace and you're like, if you're not an option, you're not welcome.
So
anyone ever feel like that?
Honestly, I'm
not
really
me.
Interested.
I don't know anything else.
I just wanted to party with friends, really.
So I can speak to that a little bit. So this goes back to, right, what we spoke of before about aces can have different thoughts and feelings.
But that's the assumption of others about ace people, is
right.
That we're all sex prudes. And
oh,
all,
oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay,
it's just
so
that the big brush, because we are such a minority, I just don't feel like we get represented well in that space.
Well, you know, if you think about it, though, right, this is why this panel exists. So others can come
thank
and
you,
see
right.
And say, that see and learn to say, hey, this stop painting us with this paintbrush, and go ahead and learn about us, right?
You know what's kind of ironic about aces? A lot of aces I've met are actually pretty kinky.
That's true.
I remember when someone,
because that line exists.
Twitter page, they told me, warning, it's NSFW, and I'm like, oh. And then I saw that they were ace in the bio, like, I told you. Andy Warhol was ace too.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to get too TMI again, but
and
like I think it's cuz ace people understand the line between when it's like play and then when it gets serious. And when it gets serious, we kind of check out. We're like, "No, I don't know about that."
Really fascinating ace character.
I mean, that's fair.
Because like when at least talk to allosexual people, it's like they experience all forms of attraction simultaneously. So, like, if you're not one thing,
couldn't be me.
Like, it's either yes or no.
Yeah.
Like, with aces, it's like it's a spectrum. It's almost like fractured light. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
You can be like not so much ace, you can be like sex positive.
The stuff up here, right?
But there's a big difference between sex positive and sex repulsion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex negative and sex.
Because once again, right? It's going to be your like stuff for you versus how you feel about it in society. So like example, like for me, like I think like sex in general. Like, or rather, sex in society is fine. It's just, it's one of those things where, like, if I know it's happening near me, I'm like, no way.
Yeah. Slowly back away.
Yeah, slowly back away.
Oh, follow-up question for the room. Just curiosity on my part. Where do you fall in your siblings here? Any only children? Firstborns? What is the...
Middle.
Only
child.
Middle
child.
Whoa, lots of middle.
I'm the little sister of the big sister.
Am I the only oldest?
Middle child.
I am,
hey, my person, my furry.
I am the youngest of
Wow,
two,
that's really
so
interesting.
I have my sister out of California.
It seems like middle is by... Can I show of hands, who is the middle kids in here?
Me!
Because it sounded like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, no one's putting the hand up.
I'm the youngest of five, and my mother died when I was 12 and a half, so that was a little bit of traumatic. That was way back in 74, a long time ago. But, you know, I have brothers and sisters that married and have kids, although my sister married someone who had two adult kids, and going back there. And I've got all these nieces and nephews that are having kids. One of the nieces married a woman because, hey, it was Massachusetts, and all of a sudden things were legal and everything. And they were looking at me and going, why isn't he married? That's me. It's just the way I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, leave me alone. You want to get married and have kids, or you want to get married and not have kids? Fine. But me, I don't want any of that. I'm living my life, and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Don't you want to get married? No.
Don't
That's
have to settle
thing.
Down.
Let me live my life.
Right.
That's me. I'm the youngest in my case, you know?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, let me live my life.
You all just want to be happy and understood and, you know.
Not everyone will get married or have kids
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, that's completely
or a relationship.
My brother, who I mentioned earlier in the story, is now 21.
Yeah.
He asked me straight to my face. He's like, why is getting married and having kids such a low priority for you?
Yeah.
I'm like,
and,
you're 21!
And
shut
yeah,
up!
So and my cousin, about the same age as me, was telling my sister, I think he's gay. I'm not gay! I'm asexual!
Yeah.
That assumption is
not
really
annoying.
Yeah.
I don't have no plans.
Yep.
Right. Does anyone else have any other questions, thoughts, comments, concerns? What about you?
Yeah,
I'm just getting late, so. No one else?
Yeah, it's 10, 12 now.
All right. Well, thank you very much. For, thank you for coming.
All right. Very good.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
Thank you for the panel.
Thank you. Have you turned up here for your hello?
Thank you.
Start some stuff down
hey.
Now.
Okay.
What's your name?
I know
Cassidy,
you're going
to
put this on YouTube.
Thank you for sharing. I really like listening to what you have to say.
I'm used to a bit of self-advocacy, being the oldest, being able, you know, in those positions.
Absolutely.
Someone's got to do it.
Thank you.
Very shy. She didn't really have stuff together. But there was a panel in May.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had a panel in town. Yeah. So, okay. Thanks again.
Enjoy the
panel.
Yeah,
thank
you. Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I saw my
cart
poking out of your vest pocket.
Which card is that?
The orange one.
There. That's me.
Oh, that's you?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've read your post. Were you on Game Show?